Jesus. Great things. Great things. Hallelujah. You may say, I don't know anything great God has done for me. You woke up this morning. I said, you woke up this morning. Hallelujah. You're still breathing. Thank the Lord. It's a great thing. David said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 13, verse 12. While you're looking or turning there, let me tell you, I welcome all of our visitors here this morning at Harvest Time. We appreciate so much you take your time to come visit with us. I hope you get to come back real soon. Also, with Sister Cindy is some kinfolks of hers, and Sister Patricia, your mother, Angie Dowd, is that correct? Your mother was my patient in dental school, and she was a hoot, too. She was fun to work. I loved Miss Angie. I really did. Hate to tell you, that was like 30-something years ago. Hallelujah. Isn't that funny how life is? Wow. John chapter 3, verse 12. And after he had washed their feet, he had taken his garments, and he was set down again. Okay. And he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? My. How many times is the Lord doing something and you have to get him to explain, what are you doing? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If then your Lord and your Master have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's. For I have given you an example. This is a book of examples, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Now, watch this verse. If ye know these things, happy. Everybody say happy. One more time, happy. Happy are ye if ye do them. If ye know these things, happy will you be if you do them. I want to talk this morning about finding a happy medium. Wow. Finding a happy medium. God, I come before you this morning. I feel your presence. Hallelujah. Sometimes I feel it more than I do other times. This morning, I feel the surrounding spirit of the Holy Ghost around this whole church and in our lives this morning, radiating out of your people. Lord, I ask you to bless this thought this morning, that this thought would be manifested in somebody's life, that they would find and pursue after what we're preaching in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Government placed wording in our Constitution that we have to protect three things that our Creator has endowed to all humans. You might recall, I think it was Jefferson that said this, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienated rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, along with life, watch this, along with life itself, and along with liberty itself. I can't think of anything better than life and liberty, but along with this, he said, the pursuit of happiness. He said, even our government said, let's protect these three values that God has instilled upon every man. There is not a person under the sound of my voice that doesn't want to be happy. Nobody wants to be sad. Hallelujah. And so our Constitution has even said you can pursue happiness. And let me tell you, all the promises of God, we can talk about them and know them and know them and know them. But until you do them, you'll never have happiness. And so James said, be not a hearer of the word only, but be ye a doer also of the word. And all of the promises of God must be pursued. Amen. That happiness don't fall on you. Godliness don't just happen. Uprightness doesn't happen. Peace doesn't just say, I woke up one day and I had peace. No, they must be pursued. You must go after them. God wants people to seek him. That's why he said, ask and I'll give. Knock and it'll be open. Seek and ye shall find. Oh, hallelujah. And today we all live to this morning. Every one of us under the sound of my voice, you have liberty. Did anybody stop you from coming to church this morning? You all have life, or you would be in a morgue somewhere or in a grave somewhere. But you all have these two things. But I'm here to tell you there are people under the sound of my voice that do not have happiness. They do not have happiness in their lives. And I'm here to tell you, you deserve to be happy. You are required to be happy. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If that's not happy, I don't know what is. Amen. Hallelujah. All the counseling that I've done over the years in ministry, I'll tell you, there's one question I have constantly asked people. What exactly are you looking for? Tell me about all your problems. You can tell me about what you're going through and all this stuff. But what are you looking for? And 9 times out of 10, they'll tell me this. I just want to be happy. I just want to be. Anybody want to be happy? Anybody want to be happy? I like to be happy. I don't want to be happy-go-lucky. I just want to be happy. Hallelujah. Happiness is this state of mind where you first are happy with yourself. You're happy with yourself. And then you're happy with what's happening. Happy comes from the word hap. Hap, hap. And we get happening. And so first you got to be happy with yourself. And then you can say, if you're happy with yourself, you can say, I don't care what else is happening. I'm happy with myself. I'm happy in God. I'm happy in Christ. I'm happy, happy, happy. No matter what's happening in this world. But then the next thing is you'd like for everything around your world and your environment to be happy too. Because there are sometimes I'm around unhappy people. Before long, I get unhappy with them. But if you're around happy people, oh, they used to sing a song, we're a happy people, yes, we are. Oh, we're a happy people, yes, we are. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy, and we sang that, and we shouted. What happened? What happened? How come we're, the truth is, it's what happened. It's what happened that got us away from happiness. Oh, my God, I've never seen so much more misery in the church as there is in the world. It's hard sometimes to find the difference. Sometimes people are so spiritual. This may not sound right, but it is right. They're so spiritual, they're unhappy. I mean, they can't do anything. You hear me? They walk around like this. They can't do anything because they can't live in a world where bad things are happening and still enjoy a happy life. So it's like Brother Valentine said, they go isolate themselves somewhere. That's not what God called us to do. You can't be a witness in solitary confinement. He said, come out from among them, but be a witness, an epistle read and known of all men. The Lord, let your moderation be known. The Lord is at hand. I'm happy. How about you? I'm happy. How about you? Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. They're so spiritual that they can't be happy. And then I've seen people so carnal, they can't be happy. And some people are so heavenly minded, they're of no earthly good. And some people are so earthly minded, they're of no heavenly good. Find a balance. Find a happy medium. How many of you like steak? I mean, you gotta like steak. That's, steak is my favorite meal. I love steak, but it's not good for you. So I've had to cut back. A lot of chicken. I'm not real fond of chicken, but I eat it because it's skinless, and boneless. But I like steak. And I like my steak well done. Yeah. My wife likes it crispy critter done. I mean, she'll tell them, look, scorch it. Burn it. But there is something called a medium well or something like that. It's not mooing. It's not mooing. But in walking around, you're not just in. It's bleeding. It's a little pink. But it's not so burnt that you taste char and it's. It doesn't taste good. There's a thing called a happy medium. Can I tell y'all this? I'm going to chase one rabbit, and that's it. I'm going to chase one rabbit. I was sitting in Logan's eating one day, my wife and I, and There was a man that was eating a steak next to me. I couldn't look. I could not look. And he was cutting it, and it was moving while he was cutting it. It was, the nerves were moving, and he was cutting on it. And he'd look at it, and he showed it to his wife. He said, "Look at this." And she was like, "Oh, I was disgusted." And I said, "Oh," I said, "Jerry, he's going to send that thing back. Oh, God, I can't even." She said, "I can't look." She said, she likes hers crispy critter. Said, "I can't look." I said, "Just take a glance." She looked over and said, "Oh, my God, you know, there's blood in the plate." And he was like complaining. So he called the waitress over there. And you know what he said? "You cooked it too much. You overcooked my steak and sent it back. The next time it was raw." Find a happy medium. Balance your life out so that you're not so spiritual nobody wants to be around you, but you're not so carnal that you draw other people to you. Oh, Lord. Yes, sir. I made straight A's in school 1 6 weeks. You ever made straight A's? You used to make straight A's? You made straight A's? Okay. Let me give you some hints. Be careful of them straight A's. Because people that make straight A's and they strike, Mama, you hush yours, I'm teaching your son something. You see, what happens is, that's the extreme. Oh, I got to study. I got to make straight A's. I might not get the scholarship. Oh, I don't want anybody. I want my name on the banner. I want to get summa cum laude and all this kind of stuff. It sounds like a wrestler's match. Summa cum laude. And you work and you work and you work because I got to study. No, I can't go fishing. I got to study. I can't do this. I got to study. I can't. I got to study. I got to study, 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 and study. And you spend all your energy trying to make straight A's. That's one extreme. On the other extreme, you got the guy, "I don't care. Pass, don't pass. It don't matter. I'll find me a job somewhere. It don't matter." That might be you. I don't know. Whatever. And he has to worry about passing. We're going to fail again, you know? And he's got the other extreme. But I love BC students. Not before Christ, BC students. I mean, BC students, they make good, you know, C is still average. That's what they taught me. It's what they said, average. Is anything wrong with average? B means better than average. And I made straight A's one time, and it took me away from fishing. It took me away from hunting. I wasn't enjoying my life, and I said, "Fooey on this. I want to be happy in life." And so I would go fishing and hunting, and I'd make my B's and C's. And I enjoyed high school. I enjoyed college. I enjoyed life. Other people that I knew that got the summa cum laudes and all those kinds of things, they come back and told me later, "I wished I'd have done what you did." They were miserable. I know I'm not reaching anybody this morning, but if you want to be happy in life, you have to balance things out. It's not too much of any one thing. People get overweighted with things and issues in their lives, and they don't balance it out, so they don't get happy. You have to learn how to distribute the weight. I'm telling you, I can only get so much church. I don't know, you're hearing a pastor say that, but sometimes those long revivals we had, try that now. Different life that we live in. Find a way. As much as I love to fish, I get sick of fishing. I got to balance all these things out. Life is a distribution center. You have to learn how to distribute your life. You can't give anybody too much of your life because you know what? They'll break your heart. And so I heard a song. Now, I don't know. Tell me. Have y'all ever heard this song? Do you know who Frank Sinatra is? Do you know who Frank Sinatra is? Do you know who Frank Sinatra is? Okay, we're finally working it up now. Okay, we have some. How many of y'all know who Frank Sinatra is? What color was Frank Sinatra's eyes? Yeah, no one said green. Everybody knew old blue-eyed, right? Frank Sinatra. And he sang a song that was popular, "I did it my way. I did it my way. And until you learn that you can't have it all your way all the time, just keep singing the song. Just keep singing the song. Because you'll find that happiness, you can't always have it your way. And that's a good thing. Hallelujah. Burger King has this slogan. Well, it's a slogan they've used for years. Have it your way at Burger King. Okay. Watch. You can have it your way at Burger King as long as you order off of the menu. You cannot go into Burger King and say, T-bone steak, medium well. They'll say, we don't have that. I was in McDonald's the other day, not long ago, and I went into, I was in Burger King the other day, not long ago, and I went up there, I said, I'll have a Big Mac, and she said, we don't have Big Macs here. This is Burger King, she said. I said, make that a Whopper. But I want, you know, why can't I have it my way? I want a Big Mac. Because you can only have it your way with the things life offers. Oh, my God. You can only have it your way with the things Burger King offers. Now, you can exchange this for that. I want no pickles. I want extra mayonnaise. I want two meat patties on a sesame seed bun. That's fine. But you can get it your way as long as they offer that. But if they don't offer that, there's some things that life does not.